Today's episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule that delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 288 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She's Julie Dobbs. We got the Coppola and we're gonna
pop it. We did it.
Yeah, we're inside the Coppola Studios.
We sure are.
We made it through another week or to another week, I guess we could say.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for a house update from Julie, and well, give us that first.
Okay. So my friends at the Family Concierge.
Yep.
I've booked them for Saturday.
Okay.
To come help me move everything into the kitchen.
The kitchen's going to be
and
ready.
Basically be done. There will probably be little things still here and there with
yeah.
the finishings. And like today we just decided to add another like little half wall of wallpaper. So things okay. like that. But the appliances are arriving this week and we're going to put them in. And we're in theory going to start using them.
Did you just hear that?
Yeah, it was weird.
You know when you just go to take a drink of bubbles,
yeah,
that like sometimes the air like gets into your throat,
yeah,
and you
before the actual liquid does, you just yes. have bubble air.
I had bubble air.
I
sorry
it.
I didn't mean to rudely interrupt your kitchen remodel update uh-huh. with my bubble air.
That's all right.
Okay, so Saturday's the day. We got appliances. You're gonna be cooking like a son of a bitch.
You know, this is what it takes. Every wife that doesn't like to cook should go through something like this.
Okay.
Because
it makes you appreciate
and actually want to cook. Like, I am so tired of trying to feed these people with no...
Humans.
Yes, with no nothing.
Yeah.
And it's something that has to be microwaved or cereal. Like, there's cereal every morning for breakfast. There's really no other option.
Yeah.
Like, we like to make eggs and toast, and you can't do any of that.
Yeah.
But it's really coming together
nicely.
I just was talking with my contractor on the way here because he was coming by to bring something. And, of course, I had just left. And we were both like, he was like, I'm really happy with how this is turning out. And I was like, so am I. Because, you know, it is. It's a little bit like a relationship. Like,
oh, yeah.
You get mad and you're like, well, this and that and all these things. And he's probably frustrated with me and I'm frustrated with this or that. That it had, you know, but when we step back, it's only been about 2 months.
Yeah.
And my kitchen's almost done and it's going to be really, really beautiful.
So. I'm so happy for you. Cheers.
Will you come over sometime?
I will come over.
Okay.
I thought we were going to do another TMG house guest.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
We can do it. I'm in.
Okay. Yeah. So let's do that for sure. I bet you our friends at Yokiara or maybe Coppola would help be a part of it.
Yeah.
But my question for you is, and you can help me with this stuff when you come see my house.
Okay.
But I wonder what Emily Jones would do with a white couch. How do you keep that nice? Because I have a white couch.
Okay. Does that have a slip cover?
No, but you can wash the covers.
I would not allow food on it.
Uh-huh.
No animals on it.
Uh-huh.
I got one of those, like that dog blanket that I have.
Yeah.
That I use now because thanks to our friends at Estill Dog Psychology, my sweet friend Robbie, my dogs no longer are allowed on the furniture unless they are invited. But before, when they used to just live on, they basically owned an entire couch in our house. It was like their couch and they would sprawl out on it. And now they basically only get on when it's like the weekends. I'll get my look.
They have a little doggy calendar.
So if I get the Lola blanket out, they know game on, mom's about to lay down and we get to be on the couch. So, but they do have like these substantial pet blankets. But if Belle knows not to get on the couch,
yeah,
if she's not a couch dog,
You know what's funny is I think she's doing it when we sleep.
Oh, she roams when she sleeps.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I did. I ordered a little blanket from Amazon.
Okay.
And so I put it on one of them, and I noticed it had a big clump of hair on it this morning.
Yeah.
So she must have slept on it last night.
So hopefully, yeah. But I would definitely do no food. I mean, white. That's bold.
It's Julie. Bold. I know.
Proud
but it is washable.
Okay.
So that was what gave me, like, you know, you can take off, you can unzip it and throw it in the wash.
Okay.
But yeah, it is bold because the whole reason I didn't let that other couch come back is because it got stained and I didn't know how to get rid of the stains. So.
And then I will say, OCD, if you see something, spray something.
Oh, okay. Like immediately.
Yeah. Well, because then it's going to
do. If you see something, spray something.
I just thought of that.
Oh, that's really good.
I'm really proud of that. You see something, spray something.
Me.
Yeah. So, yes, you don't let one stain turn into 10 stains.
Right.
You know, because then you're just like, oh, there's just so many.
What do you
many.
Spray?
So I use a combination of Resolve, mm-hmm. like a carpet cleaner,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, that Dawn Power Wash? It's in the blue bottle. It's magic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's called Dawn Power Wash. I think it's like even for like dishes, and I use it on everything.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about this magical
thing. So Dawn Power Wash and Resolve. And so that's what I use on carpet and upholstery.
Okay.
But can I just tell you about how my brain works, how mm-hmm. neurotic I am? So we had the dirt event last Friday.
Yes.
It was a huge success. Speaking of Coppola and Gateway, two of the biggest supporters of the event for the last several years. So cheers to Charles and the team at Gateway and to Dave Duncan and the team at Coppola. By the way, you haven't had the shimmer yet. So I'm going to pick up like a case of it.
Oh,
the shimmer.
Yeah.
It's like the white. It's like lower alcohol. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we served Coppola wine. Gateway was a huge sponsor. Anyway, so we have the golf in the morning. So I get out to the golf course like at 8 o'clock in the morning there till like one. Then I've got to go drop stuff off at Texas Live, which is where the concert was. And then I've got time to go home in between to take a shower and stuff. So I text my girlfriends and I'm like, you know, because they're like, okay, good luck today. And I was like, thanks. And I was like, you know, headed to the golf course, even got all my chores done, like feeling great. But there's one thing that's nagging me. There was like somebody put a water like or something. There was a ring on the couch.
Mm.
And I was like, but there's one thing, it's bothering me still right now that as I'm on my way to the golf course, that ring is still there on the couch and I need to treat it. I need to get after it. So, and then I was like, welcome to my brain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so in between I had time when I showered, I was like, I've got like 5 minutes. I can take care of that ring on the couch.
Oh, wow.
And I did.
Okay. With your little combination.
So no, I can't use that on our couch. Cause you know, our couches are like that. It's like I don't know. They're not like leather, like where shit rolls off it. It's like ultra suede.
Yeah.
Or suede. I don't know. But after much research and how to clean this thing, I found that literally straight vinegar is the only thing that works on it.
Vinegar's gold.
So literally I will drench a towel in vinegar and clean the whole thing. But I was able to just spot clean this and it made me so happy.
Oh, nice. Vinegar also takes Sharpie off of quartz countertops.
Okay.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Ask me how I know.
I told you about the whole Dawn mixed with hydrogen peroxide if you will come get Sharpie out of carpet.
Oh.
So Dawn hydrogen peroxide, and then you put a towel over it and you iron the towel.
Oh, wow.
And it sucks up the Sharpie.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Sharpies are a real problem.
Sharpies
are a problem. Kids love Sharpies.
They do.
They're fun.
Yeah.
I tell you, one time my brother colored my whole face black with a Sharpie while my mom was in the shower.
That's aggressive.
And I was in my playpen. He gave me blackface. I was little.
That's insanity.
My mom put me in the playpen. She was like,
I love that you call it a playpen.
What do you call it?
A pack and play.
Okay, pack and play.
But a playpen is,
I mean, that's probably
that just cracks me up.
I think it's because that's what my mom called it in the 80s.
A playpen, yeah.
And so the story goes,
yeah,
I was in the playpen. But yeah, you know, you just picture my mom being all like, oh, just like moms are frazzled. Like, all I want to do is take a shower.
Right.
Julie, you go in here because you can't get out. Chad, don't screw anything up. And she walks out and I'm just covered with blackface.
That is insanity.
My brother was evil to me.
Oh, that does sound evil.
He was evil to me.
Patty colored herself like head to toe one time.
With a Sharpie?
Yes. Mike, it was when I was working.
Oh, my God.
Mike took her. He had to go to the office. And so Mike took her to the office with him and, like, apparently left her unattended for a chunk of time. have to find the picture. I mean, it's epic.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's like all over, and like the pictures of her, like,
oh my gosh, that's amazing. She's probably having the time of her life.
Oh, she loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, so I did want to say one more time, like, thank you to everyone who supported the Do It for Durrett Foundation, our annual event. We raised $290,000.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
To benefit families impacted by
suicide. Wow.
Yeah. We're super grateful. This will allow us to help so many people, and I'm just so proud of the organization and all the work that everyone puts in and all the people who support us year after year after year. Next Step Recruiting does the golf tournament. They put the golf tournament on. This is like their 8th year to do it. They were going to just rotate a charity every year. After year one, they were like, we love y'all. We want to do this every year with y'all.
Oh, cool.
And then Greg Denman, who actually ran the golf tournament before joining the board, he was so awesome. We asked him to be on our foundation board. So anyway, it was such a fun night. Josh Weathers and Rhett Miller, the Bird Dogs, George Dunham mm-hmm. and his guys opened things up for us. It just was such a cool night and so much fun. And we're already working on next year. And
great.
Yeah, it's just,
that's awesome. Yeah. I was following along.
It was really great.
That is really great. What was I going to ask you about? Oh, I did bid on the silent auction, but I got outbid on all three items.
What were you bidding on?
I bid on 2 pair of cowboy boots. And
okay, I saw those boots. They were cute.
Yeah, I bid on 2 of them and a year-long valet parking at North Park.
Oh, I did
that
see
that. That was great.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. And yeah, it was only like $120 or something. I was like, oh, I'm in. And then, of course, like you get the like boom, boom, boom right before the yep. auction closes.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to be. Do I have time?
You got to be.
That's how all those silent auctions are.
You got to be on your A game.
Yes. But I was glad. I was like, okay, that means they're getting more money. That yes. people are bidding for these things. So, yes. Well, yeah. Good. I'm glad it was a huge
Thank
success
you.
For y'all. That's an amazing number.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. And some really great country musicians that you
yeah.
had.
Josh, yeah. Josh, you've heard Josh before.
Yeah.
He's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And then Rhett was fantastic. And Rhett, of course, played Rhett Miller of the Old 97s. Rhett played our very first one to benefit Kelly and Richard's family. And so it was really cool having
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Really way awesome. To go.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. You want to do a little sportsing? Sports brought
Let's
to us by our friends
sportsing.
At Baylor Scott & White. And we have a new sponsor this week.
Yes, we do.
Energy Bot. I'll tell you
Love
about them
it.
In a minute.
Sports brought to us by Baylor Scott & White. Like Emily said, they want you to unleash your frog power. They are all over this college football season, specifically over at TCU. And that is our friends at Baylor Scott & White All Saints. They're a proud sponsor of TCU Athletics. They're giving you the chance to win a football signed by Coach Sonny Dykes. How cool would you be as a mom/dad if you come home with that for your child? And it's super easy to enter this contest. You just snap a picture of the QR code that's on your screen right now. It's also been floating around our social media channels. If you don't see it, send us a message and we can shoot it over to you. But it is on the screen and it takes you straight to the entry form. Or you just visit the Mom Game Instagram. I know you're there. You're there right now. You're there all the time hanging out on the Mom Game Instagram, aren't you? And click the link in the bio that is labeled Baylor Scott & White Enter to Win Contest. While you're there, check out game day tips to keep you at your peak so that every game feels like your best game. And remember, at Baylor Scott & White Health, you've always got a team that has your back. Entries must be received prior to 11:59 p.m., Central Time on December 1st, which is crazy. December's like creeping up.
I know.
Christmas is like creeping up.
I wish it would feel like that.
I know.
I know. I'm wearing these like sweater pants AM. Today. I'm like willing colder temperatures
yep,
to come here.
I know.
Okay. Also want to tell you about Energy Bot. So speaking of the hot ass Texas weather and energy bills, I don't know, but we've compared our energy bills and they're high.
You thought yours was like so high. And I was like, girl, mine is only like $100 less.
I know.
I
know. So anyway, we got approached by this company called Energy Bot. Mm-hmm. It's a startup company. And basically, they will shop for an energy plan for you. So they, I guess about 75% of Texans don't shop for an energy plan. They just go with the first plan they
you
see.
Check it off your list.
And you kind of go with what you know or you've heard of this company or whatever. Well, they take that work off of your plate and find you the best plan for you. So like for us, we both sent our energy bills. We sent our contracts mm-hmm. with that energy company to see how long we're, you know, we're contractually obligated. they do the analyzation for us, and then they figure out if they can save us money. And so at this point, we're not quite to the finish line, but it looks like they're going to be able to save both of us a significant amount of money. Yes. A month.
She sent over that graph. Did you look at the graph?
It's
like the Texas average.
Yes.
And then what they can do and then where you're currently at. And it was like,
yeah,
like it makes you feel silly.
Yeah. And typically they can save about 20% on what you're currently doing.
Amazing.
Now, that's not in every case. Some cases they can't help and they'll just say, look, you're in a good plan. You know, let us know next time your plan comes up and we'll see if we can help. But apparently, you know, there's 87% just wanted the cheapest plan when they did this like study that obviously who are the 13% that don't want the cheapest plan? That's
right.
Crazy to me. But 98% of those people could not identify the cheapest plan. So like contracts are convoluted. It's all mumbo jumbo. It's just like anything else where you just want to get through it and you just click agree.
Yep.
So they take all of that off your plate, do the research, do the analyzation, and then figure out what plan is best for you and if the one that you are currently in is not beneficial based on where you are in that cycle and what you're paying. So super excited to have them on board. Super excited to keep you guys posted on our specific,
our situation. Because they kind of help us shop for the best deal.
And they'll tell us.
Saving a bunch of money.
Yes.
And they said that they would also be happy to do that for any of our listeners.
Yeah. So they'll do it for you. And that, like I said, they're going to give you the information and, you know, then you decide what you want to do with it or not. So yeah. Energybot.com. Reach out to them, tell them the Mom Game sent you and we'll keep you posted on our specific electric and energy situation.
That's right. Yeah. And they're going to hook us up with a link to give everybody. So as soon as we get that, we'll put it up on our socials.
But I mean,
it's just one of those things. Like if you can find these little things in your life where you're overpaying and you don't even realize it, that money adds up.
Okay, so
then you can get the plastic surgery you've been wanting.
I know. I just want my turkey neck gone.
Or the couch that you've been wanting, or the piece of art, or you can maybe redo your whole house with all your savings.
Wow, that's aggressive.
Yes.
Dang it, I had a point and I totally forgot it.
Sorry.
All right.
Damn made it. You think about your turkey neck.
You did make me think about my turkey neck. And I hate this shot of me, this side shot.
Oh, stop.
Ugh. Okay.
But yeah, it was just about all the things where you're spending.
Oh,
money.
I was going to tell you this. So probably once or twice a year, you know, Mike has the conversation with me of like, we really need to buckle down and we really need to do this. And so
about finances.
Yes. And I'm like, okay. Because I, you know, we still have separate bank accounts and, you know, and it turns into any type of relationship where it's like, well, who's doing more? Well, he's doing more. Like he makes more money than I do. He's paying more bills. He's paying the bigger bills. But I do a fucking lot financially in our house. So anyway, one day he hit me at the right time. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to battle you on this. I'm going to say, you know what? You're right. And I'm going to do a deep dive into my expenses. And I did. There was some dumb shit I was doing that I was like, you know, $100 here, $100 there. And then I looked up and I was like, it was like $1,000 a month that I was saving based just getting rid of some dumb shit that I don't need. I don't need a Peloton membership. You know why? Because I don't listen to the dude.
You don't.
I don't. And I literally warm up for 1 minute and then I crank up the resistance and I'm up for 20 to 25 minutes. And then I cool down.
Yeah.
I don't need to pay $50 a month for a Peloton membership.
Yeah. I'm paying that and I don't even get on it anymore.
So
but I will. I'm going to pay.
And then like a wine club membership that I had. I drink the same kind of wine. Like I find what I like and then that's what I drink. Like I'm not an adventurous wine person. So I was like, why do I have this? Like just little stuff. And I don't think it was $1,000. But I mean, I think it was probably $700 that I ended up
saving. All adds up.
It does add up. And it's time that we become financially responsible people.
That's right. Yeah, I defer.
Until we're not.
I defer so much of that, but I really shouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's like the worst conversation when you know they're going to be like
sucks.
And I feel like we're probably cut from the same cloth when it comes to this because they're like, we could just not go out to eat as much. And do you really need the cleaning person? I'm like, or I'm just going to go make more money. That's how I'm going to try to solve it. And it like lights a fire under my ass. And I'm like, I need all the money. Like I'm sponsorship. I'm going to work hard. I am not cutting out this. I want to go eat my sushi and I want a cleaning lady and I'm sorry.
Okay. So that's so funny because like all my ultimate neutralizer is our colonial membership. And I'm like, we really need to, if we're really tight on money, like that's the first thing that should go. It's a fucking country club membership.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's a little- I mean, that would just be.
Right.
You know what else? What about these TCU season tickets we have? Like, I mean, but you're, and I'm like, okay.
Right.
It's two pretty big ticket items. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But then they're always like, and listen, Mike is probably one of the most financially responsible people mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, because he's a bank guy. Like, yes. That's what he does.
This is what he does. And so I try to, I mean, and I tell him, I'm like, I don't like what you're saying right now, but I'm so grateful for you. Can you just do what you're doing, but not talk to me about it?
Yeah.
I just want to do my own thing, which is not realistic or the case or the way it should be. But anyway, it's funny because I know he's right. I know, you know, I know he makes good points, but also too, like, I've always got those things.
Oh, you always have something. Even with redoing our house, I wanted to add something like, who knows what it was going to be, another like $2,000. And Kelly's like, oh, yeah, we got the budget. And I'm like, yeah, what about that putting green that you just committed us to in the backyard? He's like, no. Yeah. Like, we could pull it from there, and you don't need a putting green.
Right.
I need a freaking window. Yeah. You know, but then it's like,
I know,
it's kind of fun to have those things to throw at them, because then they're like, okay,
the beauty of marriage.
It really is
so beautiful.
It really is.
Okay, we were gonna talk sports, and now we are gonna talk sports. Football season well underway. Cowboys are 1-1. Wow.
That was a wild game.
Dude, it was so fun, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and I am a Cowboys fan. They are my NFL team. I love them. I have loved them since I was a little girl. My dad and my sister and I, that was our, like, we bonded.
Yeah.
Over sports, and in particular, like, Dallas Cowboys football, that, what we did not miss. We sat on the couch together. We watched it. Like, that was our jam. But as we've talked about many times on the show, they have become such a circus that it's hard to root for them, because just everything outside of football is maddening. But I try to look at, like, players. Like, I like Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I think he is a good human. I think he's a good player. I like him. Kevontae Turpin, same thing.
He's fun to watch.
So he's fun to watch. I saw him, you know, a lot in college. Brandon fucking Aubrey, like, he's appointment television.
Oh my gosh.
Because you never know, like, how far can they push this? Right. How far can he kick a field goal?
It's insane.
It's insanity.
Yeah. And three of them in this game, like, clutch field goals.
Oh my gosh.
And then giving them the win in overtime. What was it? 64 was the winner. And I heard him say in the post game afterwards that he thought he could hit 70.
Okay.
Like, that's his range.
Here's my thing. How can we not figure that out? Did you just hear that?
Emily's burping a lot.
What is happening to me? And sorry, everyone. Like a gurgle from the depths of my throat.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so in Major League Baseball, like, if someone hits a deep fly ball and it's caught, you know, and somebody makes a great catch, they'll be like, that would have been a home run in 20 ballparks.
Yeah.
How can we not say that field goal would have been good from 72?
Yeah.
How can we not have that technology?
We could, but no one went and measured it, I guess, or like.
Well, but how do we know if a ball hit that barely clears the wall or that doesn't know how many ballparks it would be a home run in? But we can't figure out how far this ball would have gone based on trajectory and all that shit.
I think they could if they really wanted to. But
well, why don't they want to?
Because they're in the middle of a game.
Well, but we look on an app in baseball. Like, you look on a website, and it's like, it'll tell you immediately.
Yeah.
Like, surely the technology
app
exists.
Yeah. Yeah, because the 64-yarder, I mean, there wasn't a second where you were like, oh, it was bam. I mean, right down the middle.
Yeah, and his wife is
sitting on the couch. Yeah, just like, you could do that because he's a soccer guy.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Well,
apparently she, like, saw somebody miss. Mm-hmm. Pretty bad, and she's like, well, you could miss that bad,
right?
And then he was like,
why don't you go try? And now she's sitting there rolling
well, he's not making that much money.
Well, Jerry's they're talking about contract extension for
he
the
better
kicker. You know, Micah Parsons is over there like, what the hell? Like,
well, I mean,
what else do I have to do?
Well, kicker's gonna be way cheaper than Micah Parsons,
and kickers are also hard to find. A kicker like that, like,
he's a,
how many people have rotated through with the Cowboys?
A total difference,
and you can get the yips, like, all kinds of stuff. Like, the Cowboys have experienced a lot. when it comes to that position, and you see how important that position is. Power to the kickers.
Power to the kickers.
They shouldn't be like laughed at in high school and stuff. It's always like, you know, they always I don't think they are anymore.
Okay, middle school. First game of the season tonight for Henry. He's got a shoulder injury, so I don't know.
Oh, no.
But yeah, he had dry needling done.
Wow.
Yeah. Aggressive.
He is intense.
And like, God bless. Like, I had to tell the chiropractor, like, what can he do and not do? And he's like, he cannot do anything until Sunday. Like, no. I was like, okay, so that means no throwing a baseball, a football. Nope. I said, no swinging a bat. Nope. No, nothing.
What's
I'm like,
the injury?
Did you hear that? It's like a,
rotator
cuff? No, it's not rotator cuff. I don't know. It's something he's got like a buildup. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. And it was from football?
It's probably just a combination of him, baseball, football, and he's growing.
Yeah.
You know, he's 14 years old. He's in the middle of his growth spurt. So anyway, I was like, okay, Henry, did you hear that? Dr. Jeff says absolutely, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So then he goes, he's like, well, I can still go to practice and just field the ball. And I'm like, no, I don't trust you. I don't trust you to just go to practice and field the ball and drop it in the bucket. You just got five needles stuck in you and then vibrated on or whatever they do.
You're just going to.
Yeah. Anyway.
You need to get him addicted to video games or something.
No.
No, don't. You. I'm totally kidding. Addicted to sports is way better.
Yeah. So anyway, season kicks off tonight for the McLean 8th grade football team.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's trying to get in. So he's been cleared to, like, do whatever is okay. Like, feels, like, listen to his body. But I think, so he's trying. He probably won't play he's quarterback. But he probably won't be able to throw, so they might put him in on some like design run plays or whatever. And then he's like, and then I told him like, I'll block. So he's trying to get on the field anyway. He can't.
Wow. Yeah, well, good for him.
Yeah. So it should be.
So are you going?
Of course.
Do you go to all the games?
Oh, of course.
Are they always Tuesdays?
Always Tuesdays in middle school. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll
fun. Yeah. That's exciting.
I know. Okay. So that's the Cowboys 1-1.
The Cowboys won. Now they play Chicago.
Now they play Chicago. College football, how are your Tigers doing?
They won big over someone random last weekend.
Tech won big over Oregon State. Tech won big over Oregon State, but I was listening to The Ticket on my way in. They had Greg McElroy on, and I didn't realize how bad Tech's strength of schedule is to this point.
Uh-huh.
It's like 132.
Oh, really?
Not good.
Oh.
But they play Utah this weekend, which is like the game of the weekend. Like, it's the big, like,
okay.
Big matchup.
Yeah.
So we'll learn a lot about my little Red Raiders on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm loving college football season. It's so much fun. It's just so fun to Saturday.
So fun.
You wake up and you turn on the TV and you watch College Game Day, and there's always something on. You flip around and it's just awesome.
My little Tigers climbed into the rankings. They're 23.
Where are my Red Raiders?
I don't know. I'm just looking at the Mizzou schedule, but I can look because we play South Carolina this Saturday. So
that's big.
That's going to be a big game.
And then A&M, I guess the biggest game of the weekend.
A&M Notre Dame.
Huge.
That was a great game.
Big
Another
win.
Great game.
Yeah.
And it looked like Tennessee,
Georgia
was
good too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got Aggies in my family. Lots of Aggies.
Yeah.
And it's sad to be an Aggie. Like
I know.
It's high expectations, under delivering. Every year, and it felt real good to watch the Aggies.
Yeah, three
pull
of my best girlfriends.
Off. That's they're always right there in those they're games, and then they always lose, and then they just go put their heads between their tail between their legs or whatever, and they start sulking.
Where they're putting their heads?
The heads between their legs.
It's awkward.
That's the new when your team loses.
You just put your head. Okay, this is.
And then you just walk, and you like kind of go zombie mode. You're like football lost zombie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that was. Listen, if you're only listening to the Mom Game, you're really missing out on some great visuals.
You need to watch us. We're stupid.
Very, very good
visuals. But it was a good win for the Aggies.
Three of my best girlfriends are Aggies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them around
here. Lisa, Jessica, Tara. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're real quiet until A&M does something good.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
But I did send a congratulatory whoop in our text.
Aw. I do like do their husbands kiss them after touchdowns?
No.
Oh, well, they're supposed to.
That's dumb. And let me tell you, I know all three of their husbands, and there is zero fucking chance they're kissing them.
Well, then
after
they're not
touchdown.
Gentlemen.
Well,
but my stepdad kisses my mom after every single touchdown.
Did she go to A&M?
He did. That's so cool. She's honorary Aggie. She's Trinity.
Can I just tell you?
He's like the he's amazing. He is legit.
Hey.
There aren't very many gentlemen in this world anymore. He's one of them.
Well, he doesn't. That doesn't make him a gentleman.
No,
he
but is it a gentleman. Just is part such a part of who
but,
he is.
It's but A&M is just so typical. Easy to rail on.
They are. Like, but they're good. They're good.
Oh yes,
they're salt of the earth people.
Mostly,
usually farmers.
I just heard. I saw somewhere on my social media some controversy surrounding them, but I literally that's all I know is controversial, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So careful that you said they're salt of the earth, or you might get canceled.
Well, I mean, not every single Aggie to ever walk.
No,
this
I'm
earth.
Kidding. I'm kidding. But they're just such an easy target because of the
And the whole
and then don't walk on the grass. Shut up.
The core.
It's just a lot. But I do
a lot of traditions.
It's just crazy too, though, that I do have so many Aggie fans that are friends that aren't. They're not like. Because when you think of Aggies, you think of like dyed in the wool, like hardcore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like kissing their girlfriends after
kissing
touchdowns.
Kissing their bride.
But mine are very not hardcore.
Yeah.
They're proud, but they're just
not hardcore. My stepdad's one of the most hardcore Aggies there ever was. He played rugby there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, learn something new every day.
Yeah, you do.
So.
Rangers.
Yes. So we're taping on Tuesday. We're three games back of the Astros in the wild card.
Wow.
So now the Mariners are leading the division.
Uh-huh.
We're four back of them, I believe, and three back of the Astros with two games remaining. So by the time this show posts, probably the Astros series is going to be done. But here's the deal. We're in mid-September. We've got, a handful, less than a dozen games to go in the season, and they're still in it. They're still relevant. It's going to take, some... But the good news is
I feel like they've won what? Like, what did I see? 16-19 or something?
They've been on
and they're still not
a heater. But Seattle won like nine straight.
Jeez.
So they're on a heater.
Houston, we don't need to play the rest of the season. We just need the last 2 months.
Houston is not good. They're not. I mean, but I say that and I keep thinking their window's closing and then they're like a cockroach that just will not. You can't kill them. They can't. Right. They don't go away. And credit to them. They've built an incredible organization. Even after the cheating and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to develop players. It's crazy. But the Rangers are still in it. We've still got a couple more weeks to go. I think 11 games as of Tuesday. So by the time the show posts, it'll be down to 9 single digits. So they've got to make some hay.
Okay.
But yeah, it's fun.
I love it. To lock in.
It is time to lock in. How about a little What's on Your Feed brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media and Trident Access, speaking of remodel. So we all know that if you've seen our socials lately, they've definitely taken a step up in the right direction. So Audrey Dolan's Media has been handling our socials as they continue to do stuff on our end, and then we splice in ourselves as well. But they really do meet you where you are as far as a client is concerned. They do brand management, monetization management. They do collaborations, influencer management. That's kind of their specialty is the influencer management. They're really trying to make us influencers.
Mm-hmm.
We're slowly but surely, we're getting there.
Shame.
So influency. They do content creation, they do photography, social media, website design. They just redid our website several months ago, and everything looks fantastic. They do our newsletter, which is something that we always talked about doing, but we never had time to do it. So they take care of that, which is amazing. And by the way, why don't you go subscribe to our newsletter? We're almost up to 1,000 subscribers.
Yes, go subscribe if you're listening right now. If you haven't.
Yeah, get us.
Stay in the loop. Plus, we have all of our discount codes and everything.
Okay, I'm throwing this out there. Whoever is our 1,000th subscriber is going to win something really awesome.
A prize. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an awesome
prize. TheMomGamePod.com.
Yeah. Go subscribe to our newsletter. We're super close. We're over 900, I think, or really close to 900.
Nice.
I think.
Yeah.
We're over 900. So, yeah. Go start subscribing and maybe you'll be 1,000.
Yes.
But then don't wait. Just keep subscribing. Go get multiple email addresses.
Yeah, put in all the email addresses you know. Yeah. Put in your mom, your brother, your sister, your pets, your the people that email you all the time.
Yeah, subscribe other people to our newsletter that don't even really know about our newsletter.
Right. If some like company is always emailing you and it gets annoying, well then just hit them right back. Put their email address
in
our.
That's what we should do. We should take all of our spam emails and just subscribe them to our newsletter.
We should.
This is brilliant.
Sometimes I do write back. I'm like, oh, not interested, but would you like to hear about my podcast? You just turn the table.
Yeah.
If they're trying to sell you something, I'm like, well, would you want to be a part of this?
Let's go.
No, I think that's a great idea. But definitely our listeners, if you're not already subscribed, make sure to do so.
Check out Audrey Dolan's Media.
Yes, Audrey Dolan's Media. Thank you. Also, our friends at Trident Access Services. They just came out and did a brand new gate for me. We're doing, in addition to a home remodel, like a backyard makeover. I'm going to be posting pictures of it all when it's done. But they were so great to work with. Jeremy over at Trident Access Services, he's a great dude. And he came with the team. They looked at the situation. Mine was a little tricky because it was kind of like at an angle in the alley. And they came up with a really great plan before I knew it. There was a beautiful gate up there that works perfectly. We actually had kind of a funny story. We were out there with the contractor and we were looking at the turf guy trying to get some stuff done and we couldn't open it. And so we called Jeremy. And we're like, the gate won't open. I'm not even kidding. 30 minutes later, someone showed up. And guess what he did? He went and turned on a little button on the on
That's
the
That's always
the
way
box.
It works.
Someone had flipped it. So it just wasn't on. Yeah. But the fact that like he sent somebody there to check and he wasn't mad at us or like, y'all are idiots. He was laughing. He was like, all good. This happens. This is how this works. And so I don't know. When you're going to spend money on something that is going to be at your house for a long time, you really want to feel like you're working with somebody who's invested, somebody that can help you if any situation arises. And then, gosh, I love having a gate and just kind of the privacy that it adds to our backyard. They also do professional garage door installation, which is next on my list throughout DFW and surrounding North Texas communities. So whether it's a new home or you're trying to do some upgrades like I was, or you have a damaged garage door, just know that we've got the garage people for you. TXTrident.com, phone number 817-512-1212. And the best part, you can save money. The theme of the show today is saving money. TMG customers will get a 10% discount on your project. TXTrident.com.
Yay.
So we have what's on your feed with the Emmys. I also want to at some point get to this Charlie Kirk stuff, Em.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can. Let's do that in the news desk.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the Emmys. Did you watch the Emmys?
No.
I didn't, but I've heard about it.
Yeah.
And I've heard some funny clips. Like, is his name Ray Romano? Ray Romano from Everybody Loves
Raymond. Oh, yeah.
He had a really funny bit. Okay. I heard. Yeah. With the big guy that
Ray Romano still chilling.
Yeah, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
And he had who's the big guy that was like his brother, I think, on the show?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking
They
about.
Were funny.
He's like meathead-y kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a couple clips. I did not watch.
I saw something from The Hunting Wives, which I have. Did you watch?
Oh, I did. It's basically softcore porn.
I think it's all lesbian stuff, right?
No, it's not. No, but there's definitely some sex.
I just don't want to watch that. Like, is that bad? I just don't want to watch that.
Well,
I wanted to watch it, but like the girls on girl stuff makes me super uncomfortable.
Does it?
To be like sitting there alone watching at home and be like, I don't know. That's just me. You know, I'm weird.
Yeah.
And more power to them, but like I don't know, sex scenes in general make me uncomfortable, especially if it's but I think the two actresses, Malin Ackerman,
I don't know their names,
and Brittany
Snow,
they had a funny thing at the Emmys where they were presenting together, and Brittany was late to arrive to the podium and she was like, so sorry, I mean obviously this was planned, so sorry it took me a little bit of time to come out. And then Malin Ackerman, whatever, looks at her and is like, oh, I'll wait all day for you to come out. I was like, like on the Emmys, that was their joke.
Julie,
I saw
you crack me up.
What? Isn't that risque?
Not really.
At the Emmys?
I don't know. I just feel like we have a little different views on things about what.
It's like not even like, oh, I hate lesbians. Nothing like that. It's just that I get uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
With sexual things.
Right. And I don't at all. But however, I will say this, as soon as I said that, So one of my girlfriends, Lauren, went to new name, Lauren.
Oh my gosh.
So many.
You're
so
on
many
a roll. Friends.
Yeah. She went.
What are you doing? I can't. Is it your perfume? Are you like handing out money, handing out cash?
Giving people tips on how to get stains out of their upholstery.
Yes. That's a good way to make mom friends.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So she went to Chris Brown.
Oh.
Have you
saw a clip of him and Travis Kelce's ex? I saw a clip of them.
Oh, was she on like a red tube?
She was like booty dancing.
Which, by
they were like
red tube. You don't even know about red tube.
No.
You haven't heard of red tube?
No.
Okay. We'll move on. You shouldn't. Don't Google it. I think it's illegal in Texas.
What is it?
It's a site, a website.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, and so someone from that website.
No. It just. Okay, I'm going to take you. Dial it back and take you back through my thought process. So the clip I saw was like a. It's like a giant. What do they call those pillows that are round?
Like they go on your couch, like a.
It's a round. It has a specific name.
Yeah, because I was.
Oh, that's gonna make me crazy.
It's like a burl. Not burl.
Somebody help, Glenn, Jasmine. It's a round pillow.
Yes, I just was looking at these.
Okay. Anyway, it was a giant one of those. And like this woman was like leaning back on it and then legs in the air and Chris Brown comes in and there's thrusting. I just was like, holy Moses. But this was red. So it was a red. What's it called?
Bolster.
Bolster.
Yeah.
Okay. So it looked like a giant red bolster.
Yeah.
But I called it a tube.
Uh-huh.
And then... It's a red tube, and red tube is a website.
A porn site?
It is.
Oh.
It is.
Okay. So the clip that I saw, it was that same thing, but and it might have been this.
I didn't know if
Kayla
it was. I didn't know it was
Travis Kelce's ex, and so she's the one that was backing that ass up.
Okay. Well, this one, there was no backing anything up. This was just on your back, legs in the air.
Yeah, that was it.
So
she danced, though, and then she got on, and then he went down. Like, it looked like he was doing it.
Okay, so I say.
Dry humping her.
I don't get uncomfortable with shit like that.
But your friend went to Chris Brown?
So she went to Chris Brown. But then now it's all, like, all the algorithm has figured it out. Now it's all these clips are popping up on her feed. So she sent us this one, and I was like. Mm-mm. Holy yes. Like
she's sending you porn.
You
and your friends send each other porn.
Okay, this is not accurate. But I was like, I don't get very uncomfortable, but this makes me uncomfortable. Like in doing it in front of like thousands of screaming people and you're just.
So does she like Chris Brown?
I like Chris Brown.
Oh.
Don't like Chris Brown's music?
No.
Okay, well, another way we're different.
He's also like a. Terrible person.
I think maybe he's reformed himself a little bit.
Maybe. It sounds like it.
Doesn't it? anyway, I don't know how we got sidetracked.
I don't either.
Yeah. Anyway, back to that. Okay. Back to the Emmys?
Yeah, that was our Emmys talk.
Okay.
But they were hosted by Nate Bargatze.
Yes.
Brigade
which
Brigade.
I haven't seen him.
He's
hilarious.
I love all of his clips. That's how you see comedians nowadays is just like on Instagram and their clips.
Sure.
And everything is great, like to the point where you pass it around to your friends, you laugh. Like I know some friends that have gone to see him when he came to Missouri.
Yeah.
One night we actually, when I was with all my girlfriends from college, we like had a little gummy and watched him and laughed. Like that's
so.
Isn't that bad?
Oh my gosh, you're really living on the edge.
I don't know. It wasn't even like a real gummy. It was probably like an early bird, but. That was like our crazy thing. It's like, let's watch Nate Bargatze.
Julius.
Don't you love this image I'm creating?
I do.
I've never done anything bad.
Oh, I know better. Trust me.
But he's great. Like everyone, men, women, like husbands, wives, everybody seems to like him. And his sense of humor or the brand of humor, I should say, is families. And like he talks about his kids. He talks about being a husband. He talks about how boring golf and like boring life is, so you go golfing, and then the wife, like kind of the stuff that we are always talking about. So I thought it was interesting that they tapped him to host the Emmys, because he's not like your super charismatic, like I'm gonna wear a tux and entertain everybody kind of host.
Do a dance number.
And the couple reviews I did see, I didn't watch, but were that like he was not good, like he wasn't super engaging, like he was kind of like I just said, like he's so mellowed out, like he's so chill.
I guess I just don't know enough about him.
I've
seen the clips.
I thought it was interesting that
so the big story though with him hosting was that he came up with this plan. I'm sure it wasn't his idea. Maybe it was his idea to keep the acceptance speeches short. And so, you know, it's designated. You have 45 seconds to talk, which 45 seconds is
not much time.
So in an effort to try to get the celebrities, the winners, to stick to that 45 second time limit, he put up $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Clubs, but he would take $1,000 away for every second that winners went over their allotted time, and then add $1,000 for every second that winners went under, how much time they left on the table. So they tracked it, and in the end,
it went long.
It went. Everything went long. The final donation was $350,000, but he did not succeed in shortening the show by 250 seconds. It went long. The
he
total
called
ended
them
up
embarrassing.
Actually, oh, I don't know where I got the 350 from. I wasn't reading that right. The total ended up being negative because the celebrities are like,
they need to change. That's never going to work. Like, it's never going to work.
It's never going to work. So, but I mean, value and effort, but no. So apparently Nate chipped in $250,000 and CBS donated $100,000. That's where I got the 350 from.
Yeah.
So it was not because of anything.
No, his little plan didn't work.
It did not work. But anyway, that's kind of a funny thing. I probably should have watched to see how it all played out, but I didn't. And then also one other thing I wanted to see. Do you follow Theo Von? I don't follow him, but I see him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like a podcaster, comedian, whatever. And so he was on the sidelines at the Vandy game.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Diego Pavia, who is the quarterback for Vanderbilt, his mom is like smoking hot. And there was some sort of exchange with mm-hmm. Theo Von and Diego Pavia that if Vandy won, or wait, maybe look up Diego Pavia. Is he not quarterback for Vandy? Or is he quarterback for the team they play?
Theo Von.
No. Well, Diego. Look up Diego Pavia. Why am I blanking on that? Anyway.
Yeah, he's a quarterback.
For Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And his mom's pretty hot.
Yes. And so something about, because this is what doesn't make sense to me. So Theo Von was like, if Vandy wins, will you get me a date with your mom, to Diego Pavia? Which it would be the other way around, but whatever.
Promised. Yeah. Yes. Right.
And so Vandy won. And so now Theo Von's like, okay, ready for my date with Diego Pavia's mom. And then like apparently posted on social media with like a picture of her looking beautiful and like a heart around it and like tweeted like,
that's great.
Where should we go?
Like, oh my gosh. How fun.
Cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very,
and pretty. I don't know anything about Theo Von. I feel like, was he on like Real World or like one of those MTV shows, or does he just look like a guy that was on there?
Yeah, maybe. He's a stand-up comic. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see anything.
I feel
about
like he was on an MTV reality show.
Yeah, he looks like a
way
gamer.
Like way, way early in the day, like way back in the day, like
maybe
when it very first started.
Yeah.
I need to do more research before the show.
He hosts this past weekend, but he's been on MTV shows, it says. So maybe.
Okay. I feel like I remember him from that because I used to watch, you know how I am about reality TV.
Road Rules, Maximum.
Okay, there we go.
Tour. Oh, and he auditioned for the show at an open casting call for The Real World and Road Rules at a bar while he was at LSU.
Boom.
And he faced controversy on the show for his views, stating in the casting special that he was against interracial dating.
Oh dear.
Which is interesting because this woman looks,
well, I mean, also too,
that was so long ago. Funny.
But yeah, I don't know dick about, shoot, that's so aggressive. Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
I'm scarred.
I know. Well, I mean, that was, I cussed, but that was so aggressive.
It was.
I don't know much about him, but anyway, I thought that was a fun
would you want to be like a hot athlete mom or not?
Well,
like,
I mean, I'd rather be a hot athlete mom than a,
but like you get all this attention. I feel like it's so awkward, but yeah
I'm out on attention these days.
You want to be a hot mom, I guess, but like because you get the screen time, right? And then you become kind of famous. And sounds like awkward. Luca's mom's pretty hot.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, lots of screen time sounds miserable. Okay, let's do, before we go, some TMG News Desk, brought to us by our friends at Rev and Susan G. Komen Foundation. First, Rev and our friends over at Globe Life Field. Have you ever dreamed of stepping onto the diamond and living out your big league dreams? I know a lot of you have. Now is your chance to make good on that. The Texas Rangers Fantasy Camp is presented by National Car Rental, and it is headed to Surprise Stadium January 7th through the 11th of 2026. So this is the real deal. And I've seen this in person, in action. Campers will compete in a 6-game season with both teams coached by actual Rangers legends. Pro-level equipment, your own personalized authentic Rangers uniform, daily meals, hotel, transportation, everything is taken care of. Plus, you'll make lifelong memories with fellow campers at special events like the welcome reception, the awards dinner, and even a reunion event at Globe Life Field during the season once you get
so
back
fun.
From Arizona. So, like, if you've ever wondered what it was like to be a big leaguer, this is your chance to truly experience it. Everything is taken care of. It's a first class.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's really, really cool experience. Especially for, you know, us grown-ups that, that ship has sailed, but you still have the chance to kind of live out one of those bucket list items and something you never, you know, dreamed that you could experience. And it's a really cool thing.
So I want to sign up, Ryder.
Spots are limited, of course. You can't take too many people. But you can visit texasrangers.com/fantasycamp for all the information and to get signed up and take a look at all the details on it. But
yeah,
super, super cool event.
It's wonderful. And just a quick shout out to our friends at Rev Entertainment who continue to donate to our school auctions.
Mm-hmm.
I just talked to our auction girl. If you're a mom, you know the auction thing is so huge. I just talked to the lady who's running ours today. And I'm going to ask them again about that. But just when you can work with a company that's so kind about giving and giving back and helping other kids have these cool experiences. So a shout out to Rev Entertainment and make sure you check that out. TexasRangers.com/fantasycamp. And then our friends at Susan G. Komen have a big month coming up, the month of October. That's when we have the races that you have heard so much about, the Komen More Than Pink Walk. There is the Fort Worth one. There's also the Dallas one. And the Fort Worth one is actually the one that I was the chair of, I guess, a couple of years ago. It's really great if you have been impacted by breast cancer, if you've had it yourself, if you know anybody that has, it's a really powerful day to go out there and see all of these people come together to raise money for Susan G. Komen. It's coming up. The Fort Worth Walk is Saturday, October 4th at the shops at Clear Fork. And the Dallas race is now a race again, and that is going to be Saturday, October 18th at UT Dallas. If you want to sign up, go check out our socials, and or you can just go to Komen.org and then /FTW walk for Fort Worth, /Dallas race for the Dallas walk. But, you know, as a breast cancer survivor, I would say if you have a friend or know somebody that's been through breast cancer, sometimes it's hard to like go put a team together for yourself. Like, it's kind of weird, right? But if you have a friend, then maybe ask them, be like, hey, would you want me to go to this with you? I think that'd be a really nice, kind thing to do. And a lot of people are always asking if they have a friend who's experienced breast cancer, what can I do to help?
Yeah.
It's something that doesn't ever go away. So like, I'm 11 years out and it's something I think about all the time.
Yeah.
So reaching out to them and asking if they would maybe want to go to this with you, or, hey, would you like me to help build a team? We can raise money so more people don't have to go through what you went through. Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's just another kind of approach that, I think you could do if you know somebody that's been through breast cancer or is currently facing it. It's a really awesome organization and they are trying to change the game and raise as much money as they possibly can so people don't have to experience breast cancer in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love our peeps over at the Komen Foundation.
Yes.
Okay. I think we table the two topics I had in here for us. We
can
move those to next week because you brought up the Charlie Kirk thing. And I think that's definitely something we need to, address and discuss. So I had seen clips of Charlie Kirk. I had heard of him. I did not know a ton about him. Anytime someone is assassinated and is murdered in front of a large crowd, it's obviously very alarming and sad and sick and all of that stuff. What I didn't know is how much Henry knew about him.
Wow.
So, and he actually, like, he's on Instagram, but he's not on it a ton. He doesn't post a lot. But he like posted something on his stories and I was like, why is this? And when he got out of school, when he got home, I was like, where is this coming from? He's like, oh, he's Turning Point. Like, I followed him for, you know, probably since he's been on Instagram or whatever. And so it's, I don't know. It's a very, it's not sticky. It's like, you know, it seems like it's very polarizing, which yeah. is not shocking. Every fucking thing in our world at this point is polarizing. But, you know, bottom line is somebody was murdered. A husband was taken away from his wife and his father was taken away from his children. And it's tragic. It just sucks that it feels like everything that happens just causes this huge divide of what side are you on? Are you a donkey or are you an elephant? Are you blue? Are you red? It's just, it's exhausting.
Yeah, it's so terrible. And I think for me, it was like,
did you know? I mean, I'd heard of him and I recognized him when I saw him. And I know I've seen clips in passing. I've never done a deep dive into him or
same like that. I had heard of him, but that's about it. You and I both, I think, try to keep like anything political kind of at an arm's length because it's too overwhelming to even try to bring into our sphere.
Yeah.
Like we've got enough going on. But since this has happened, I mean, first of all, the day it happened, like I accidentally saw it.
Same.
And it's terrible.
Same. And this brought up another question. So my friend Lisa,
yeah,
she texted our little group chat and she's like, oh my gosh, Ben just saw it, saw
her,
the video.
Her kid.
And I immediately was like, oh, shit, you know, whatever. And you hate that. But then I brought up the point to her. I was like, you know what I wonder though? Like our kids, because of the Fortnites and the Call of Duties,
sensitized.
Are they just like, oh, yeah, I mean... Yeah,
hopefully they realize that's took not one of the normal net.
That right
for human like just out day to day doing yes. your job.
But even if they realize there is a huge difference, yes, in a video game killing and a actual real life killing, it still desensitizes them to mm-hmm. the graphicness of it.
Well,
right?
That's the whole argument of video games is like it's kind of creating more people that think it's okay to do that.
Right.
And like that's where a lot of these.
And that's what I told Lisa. I was like, I wonder, like, I'd be curious to know, like, how and Ben's a feeler, like Ben's a sensitive kid. Like, and
like if I ever saw it, it would be.
But she said terrible. He was there was no like.
There's just is that bad or good?
It's like exactly. Right. It's probably bad. But then also, too, like, I don't know.
He might be blocking it out just to like right. protect himself. Right. Yeah.
So I would be. And then, you know, I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know.
It's absolutely terrible.
And seeing it's like, how God, we see this.
And
like,
he was, it's terrible. It's terrible to see it.
31 years old. Oh, and then my niece came over on mm-hmm. Saturday night and she's just graduated from college. You know, she's a Christian girl and she was like.
Distraught.
Oh, I mean,
that's what I've heard is like that generation, the younger people, the college generation, yes. even younger, like Henry, like,
yes,
that he was a
very galvanizing force,
role model, galvanizing. You want to hear what he has to say, whether you agree with everything he says or not. He kind of,
which I don't, that, I've like, seen both. I've seen things that I definitely agree with him about, and I've seen stuff that same. I don't agree with him.
And since this happened, like, I guess because I clicked on a few things, it's all I'm being fed. Yeah. And I don't know if that's going, if that's happening for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I do think that, like, his voice and his belief and his thoughts are going to be more, like, bigger than they've ever been.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just, I mean,
well, I saw something, like, he had, like, 7 million followers yeah. on Twitter before, like, and double. Now it's up to 11. I mean, and it's so, probably bigger now.
And all he was trying to do was to, like, spread this message and grow his opinions, what he thinks the country needs, which is, you know, I do agree with, like, yeah, I mean, being a father is great. Like being a father, having a family, that right. was so much of the core of what he would talk about. And he did go off and, you know, in, when you're kind of discriminating other people or saying that to me, I'm same. I don't agree with that, but like the American family, like, just kind of trying to give it power, give it more of a voice, saying that a lot of men are unhappy. A lot of men don't really find their way. And this is like a good anchor. It's like you have a family, you become the leader of that family, you work, you support them. I love that part of what he said. And I love that he was so steadfast in his his faith that he wasn't afraid to tell the world.
Right.
And that's how he felt. Everyone doesn't have to agree with him. And he was always just trying to say how he felt and provide an opportunity for other people to come try and discuss it with him. And that's what he was trying to do. And so I've been like just flooded with these videos and, you know, and hearing him, he's very smart, like wonderful speaker.
And the problem is that when something like this happens is that it's just like with anything else, like people can find a clip that makes him look like a saint on this earth. When he
Like the empathy one, it was like cut off. I don't know if you saw that.
And then people can find something that he said, whether it's in context or not, that makes him look like a total racist bigot. Like, it's just the world we live in.
It
is so frustrating.
And I think what's messed up, it's like, who cares what clips you find? No one should be shot in broad daylight in front of their wife and two young kids.
Thank
those kids have to live with that. That wife has to live with that. And that's what's pissed. That's what pisses me off. It's like, you know what? Can we let the dust settle before we go and like attack everything? Like, if you don't believe in what he had to say, great. Nobody should be murdered ever.
Right.
Nobody.
No. And can you imagine, like, if you're, like, I think about, like, if, you know, something happened, like, if, I don't know, I hate to put that out there, but like, if Mike was murdered and, like, you know, and I was obviously mourning and his friends were mourning. And then, like, there was other people that didn't like him that were like, well, yeah, but he sucked on this mortgage that he wrote me. Like, you're whatever.
Like, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's just like, what are we? Who are we?
It's disgusting.
It's not human. Like, and listen, I, again, don't agree with everything he said. Don't disagree with everything he said. I feel like a lot of people are in that boat, but I mean,
it's someone's dad,
like, dude.
And he seemed to be a wonderful dad.
Right.
Husband.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
And here's another thing. Like, show me the person that you agree with everything on.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm just like, I don't know. It's.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
It's super exhausting. It's super dry.
But I will say this, and this is probably going to get, me probably mentions and not mentions, but people coming at me. But I did think it was strange, like all of like the moments of silence, like in like NFL stadiums and stuff.
Yeah.
I just thought that was like, he's not an elected official.
Yeah.
I guess he was that.
If the owners wanted to, because they align with his beliefs, and the owners did.
Right.
Jerry did.
But
like, which wouldn't.
But apparently all but four did.
Right. Well, a bunch of rich white dudes.
Great point.
Own NFL football teams.
Great
and
point.
They're like, this is my team. I can do what I want with it. If I want to have a moment of silence for somebody that I agree with, then I'm going to have a moment of silence.
Yeah. I just, because he was not an elected official. And like I said, and maybe it goes back to also the fact that I just wasn't exposed to him that much before. So it didn't have this profound impact on me when I heard about it.
It has since for me.
Yeah. I mean, just knowing. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's so. And then also, too, it's also not terrifying, but also a sad testament into how out of touch I am with like political stuff.
Well,
like. It's okay. Because, I mean, you look at the way
it
was.
You know who Chris Brown is. So.
I do know. Thank you.
No, but it's
a great point by you, Julie.
Yes,
I do know who Chris Brown is.
So you've got that going
for
you.
I have that going for me. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
It's a lot. And then, of course, the next question was, like, who did it? And are they going to catch him? And they did. And they caught him.
Yeah.
And his dad turned him in. It was Tyler Robinson, like, young, like, 22-year-old.
Yeah. One thing I did want to say is, I mean, after seeing a very small amount of Charlie Kirk stuff now, it seems like he was like prime dude to take over the Republican.
Yeah, I know.
Like be the Republican nominee for president, like the second he turned 35.
Which
isn't that the age you have to be?
I don't know, but I almost wondered like, why he hadn't already, but I guess that makes sense because he's
35.
Not old enough.
But like, I would think that.
And if you really didn't know that and follow that, then.
Yeah.
You want to, and you don't want that to happen because you don't like his beliefs. Like people have very strong feelings and this guy took it way too far, with his strong feelings about him. But yeah, like,
I mean, that was my first, like after being exposed to the reach that he had.
Yeah.
And his message.
Or
like,
vice president, like J.D. Vance is like his great friend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was like, that guy might want to be president.
I bet that would be that was like, I bet the Republican Party had him and tagged as like, this is going to be our next.
I mean,
you know,
that's crazy. It's so crazy. I feel for his wife and kids and everything.
It's awful.
It's just awful. I will say I'm really glad that my kids don't have phones. I don't think that they heard about it, know about it, seen it.
Yeah.
If they do, they wouldn't really probably be able to make sense of it.
Yeah, I don't think your age.
Kind of like the flood, when the flood thing happened, I'm like, I just want to not, I don't want to see or hear any of this, which is right or wrong, I don't know.
Once they get to a certain age, they're not going
to
be able.
They're going to get shot when they go out and speak to a crowd or are going to die in a flood.
Right. And you're still at the age where you can protect them from that. Once you're a year or two away from, it doesn't matter what you take away or don't offer them, they're going to hear it at school.
And that's,
they're going to hear it at school because they're going to be around people who do have that technology. And again, I've told people this a million times, it doesn't matter if it's a phone or if it's an iPad, if you've got access to Wi-Fi,
which is sad. So all we can hope for is that the world goes in a better direction.
There we go.
Please, positive attitude, Julie.
All right, there
maybe
we go.
Maybe there won't be any terrible things for them to hear about by the time they get a phone.
Glass
half full. I don't know how that would ever happen.
Julie, glass half full, Julie.
I don't know how that would ever happen. But yeah, it was a big, big, it's a big giant story in the world right now.
I don't know what else to say about it.
I don't either.
Yeah, I still don't know enough about.
Oh, I will say we went to church as a family for the first time in a while.
Okay.
And I was going to go, like, I've been wanting to go.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting, it's like one day when you don't have to rush out the door and go be, you know, that's always my thing. But I was excited because Kelly told me he wanted to go with me.
Okay.
Like, I usually will just go with Anna.
Yeah.
And then the boys, I'm like, y'all go do whatever. They go play golf or whatever. But the four of us went, and it felt good. And I do think that a lot more people are maybe activating in that way.
Yeah. And there is something about getting up and going to a church or a worship of some sort or a gathering of some sort that's like going to leave you with a positive feeling. It's a great way to start your week. And then I always feel like, you know, when we go to church, we went to church as a family on Sunday, and it's like you just feel like, and then you feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah.
You're like, we did a good thing for ourselves.
Right. It's kind of like centering, right? It's like, and you realize what, it's bigger than your little world between the four walls in your house. Like there's, you know,
whatever it is you believe,
just being
like
a
whatever,
good person, being a kind person.
Yeah. Whatever gets you back to that center is a great thing.
Exactly.
Whether it's a church or a synagogue or a barn, you know, where you hang out with people and y'all talk about, you know, good shit and right things to do.
Sense of community is huge.
Yeah.
And do a lot for the mentals and everything else. So
good for you.
So yeah, we'll see. I want to keep trying to do that.
I know. I won't ask you on the air, but I'll ask. Oh, did I tell you this? Speaking of. So, you know, the official spiritual advisor of the Mom Game is my pastor, Lance Marshall. I think this was like over a year ago, but he told me that we got a new member at our church. And when they asked her about where she heard about us, she heard Lance on our show.
I mean, I'd go to his
church. Join the church.
Yes. That's amazing. Goodness. I love it. He's an influencer pastor. He's influencing.
Who says we're not influencers?
Right? Come on.
I know.
Where's our kickback? Just kidding.
Julie really
well-timed
wants,
inappropriate joke.
Julie really wants to dominate these financial conversations with Kelly,
that's
asking
great.
For a kickback from the church.
How much did you get in that pot last week? Just kidding.
Now, dark side Julie comes out. She tries to pretend like she's this sweet, innocent thing that doesn't
I've got
do
furniture to buy.
I know.
This shit's expensive.
I know. Okay. All right. Next week, I think we've got fun stuff.
Yes, always.
Yep. Please.
Always fun stuff.
Please join us again next week. Yeah, we'll update the Rangers and the Cowboys and the college football. And
we've got Mabel's Labels.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lady who started Mabel's Labels. If you haven't heard of Mabel's Labels.
So I got them. I need to take pictures of my stuff. But I put the water wristbands.
Yes.
Yeah, they're super cool.
They're great.
Yeah. And we need them because we don't have any labels on anything.
Well, Ryder has an aversion to stickers, so
okay.
I was very glad that
they
I was able to
bands.
Get him.
Yeah, yeah, I need to post some pictures of that because they're super cute.
Yes.
Mabel's Labels.
Yes. Labels. So she is apparently a wonderful interview, and we're excited to have her because we love featuring mompreneurs.
It's your favorite word.
It's my favorite word. But yeah, and who knows what's going to happen between now and then.
Who knows? We will be back here in studio for episode 289 next week. But in the meantime, thank you for being with us, and
Mom Game out.